Today, I am going to be interviewing my Uncle Jeff, also known as Jeppy. I am grateful to have such an amazing person in my life and someone who I can look up to. He is a successful individual in both his practice and life outside of his job. Hard work and dedication can lead to great things, as exemplified by him. My name is Jack Hayworth and I am 16 years old. Today is February 19th and I am speaking with Jeff Gordon, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Rancho Palos Verdes, California.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon, Jack Hayworth's uncle.
So tell me a little about what it was like to move out to California from New Jersey at such a young age.
It was difficult. I really enjoyed New Jersey growing up there when I was real, real young, and all of a sudden, suddenly, we moved out to California, and I left all my friends. I had to come out here and start completely over.
Have you ever gone back to New Jersey and seen some of those friends that you had?
I've gone back from time to time, but really, the kids I kind of grew up with, I didn't really get to go see them again. I hope they're all doing well, but no, I didn't get to go see them. Whenever we went back to New Jersey, it was really just to visit family.
How does California compare to New Jersey in terms of the people, the environment, the weather, and just basically everything?
I think there's a lot of stark differences between California and New Jersey. The people, I think the people out in California are much more friendly than the people in New Jersey. I think the weather's obviously completely different. You have all four seasons back there. It can get extremely cold, while out here it stays pretty tepid most, you know, year long. And just the way people live back there is totally different. The house structures are different. It's just set up completely different than it is out here in California.
Are people in New Jersey very gruff, usually?
I would say that people from New Jersey kind of get a bad rap, the way they're depicted on TV, and a lot of mobster-type things. But the people in New Jersey, I just don't think they're as friendly as people out here in California.
So what school did you attend when you first came out to Southern California?
I attended Holy Trinity, which is a small private Catholic school in San Pedro.
And after Holy Trinity, you went to Marist, correct?
Yeah, I went to Marist High School, which I believe closed in 1991 or 1992. It was a little bit smaller than the high school you're attending now. Palos Verdes used to have three schools on the hill, and Marist was the one that is no longer.
How does it compare to high school now?
My recollection is, I think, back then, they gave a lot less homework than you guys seem to have now. And it just seems much more competitive. It seems more difficult to get into colleges. And kids are much more competitive with regards to their grades. It just seems more difficult now than what I can remember.
After Marist, where'd you go to college?
I attended the University of Arizona in Tucson, Arizona.
And after that, you went on to go to Southwestern Law School, correct?
Yeah, Southwestern Law School, it's just a private law school. It's located in downtown Los Angeles.
And how strenuous was that, and how often did you study?
I would say law school's very strenuous. There's a book called 1L that kind of sets the scene for how competitive and how hard law school is. It's completely different than classes that you take in undergrad, and they teach it in a manner which is called the Socratic method, and they basically call on students and you work through cases, and that's kind of how teachers teach, rather than giving you a topic and then you learn it. You kind of learn it as kids are getting grilled on. I wouldn't say kids, students are getting grilled on by professors.
Yeah, because I know you always tell me stories about how often you studied and how hard it really was. So, but currently now, what are you doing with that knowledge that you got from law school?
I work for a medium-sized firm called Yoka and Smith in downtown Los Angeles. I primarily practice employment law and products liability. We represent a lot of Fortune 500 companies, including Continental, Goodyear Tire, Cooper.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff.
Well, thank you for interviewing me. It was my pleasure.